is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show. Nick, I don't appreciate you in the least bit. I'm with Barry today.
You're eating healthy. This is an inspiration to all the
But first of all, I'm not eating the whole bowl.
Participants.
But I was starving, and our healthy gourmet meals did not come in time. And when they did, they did not have any with the chicken. So I remembered that when we brought in pizza last week.
It's not like you're burying your face in like mashed potatoes or something. It's salad.
Fellow Brothers made me a big salad that I decided to put in the fridge and forgot it was there. When I remembered, still crisp, still fresh, and hitting the spot.
Good. Yeah, that's very
crunchy.
Should have had some of that yesterday.
Barry can attest it's crunchy.
Did something happen? I feel like the whole show got lower. Did you lower?
I think you have some headphone issues, sir.
Did you lower all of our
headphones?
I did not.
What's going on? Didn't touch our levels?
No. I did not touch your levels.
Did you touch Joel? He sounded very low for a while. I don't know. That was weird.
There was no touching.
No touching involved?
No.
Okay. I ran across this article. It's actually pretty interesting. 16 facts about the Sweet 16. Are you ready? It's kind of long.
Are they all about Sister Jean?
No.
Okay. Then go ahead.
I almost said his tweet just to see what would happen, but then I decided not to. All right, number one, the South region is the first in NCAA tournament history to send none of its top four seeds to the Sweet 16. Pretty interesting. Number two, North Carolina's loss continues a woeful 11 years for reigning NCAA tournament champs. In that time frame since 2008, four teams have missed the tournament. Florida in 2008, Carolina in 2010, Kentucky 2013, and Connecticut in 2015 didn't even make the Sweet 16. And number three, Virginia, Arizona, Michigan State, and North Carolina combined to shoot 20 of 108 from three-point land. That's 18.5%. That's terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah. When Duke faces Syracuse this week, the teams will have the two winningest coaches in college basketball history on the sidelines, Krzyzewski and Boeheim, combining for 2,026 wins between the two of them.
Isn't that depending on how many they take away from Boeheim for some of the violations of just
throwing
it out there?
Number four has an asterisk.
Yeah.
Number five, the NCAA tournament legend of Tom Izzo has taken a hit over the last 3 years.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, Michigan State has failed to make the past the first weekend since 2016. Number six, entering Thursday, there had only been two games in tournament history in which a top two seed lost a first weekend game by 20 points or more, 1990 and 2003. Number seven, for all the craziness in the first round of the tournament, there's only one true Cinderella left in the field.
Loyola Chicago.
That's it. Number 11, Loyola. Number eight, Kentucky is setting up to have the easiest Final Four road in history.
It definitely seems that way,
to
right?
To get to the Final Four? Yeah, absolutely.
Now watch them not get there.
Oh, how great would that be?
Man.
All the bitching and they still... Then you're like, you got to play... everything's lower than you are.
Yep.
Number nine, even if Kentucky does make the Final Four, the South is guaranteed to send a number five or higher into the Final Four. Something that's not nearly as rare as you'd think.
Again, though, if your number five is Kentucky... It's
pretty damn good. Yeah. Number 10, little-used Marshall senior Ott Elmore. I don't know if you saw that. Was put on the floor late in the Thundering Herd's 23-point loss to West Virginia and made the most of it. He's the older brother to John Elmore, the kind of, the star of Marshall. And he hit a three in 58 seconds. He hit a three-pointer, picked up four fouls, including a technical. And, of course, Twitter went nuts with the fact that he looks like he's 70 years old.
He was a more aggressive Ollie from Hoosiers kind of guy. Yeah.
He's got a gut and all this. It's hilarious. Number 11 prior to 2013, a number 7 seed had never made the Final Four in the history of the 64-team bracket. Number 12, according to Elias, A&M is the first team ever to make the Sweet 16 after starting 0-5 in conference play. That doesn't surprise me. Number 13, even with its historic upset over Virginia, UMBC finished the season ranked 166 in KenPom, worse than all but three teams in the tournament's main draw. So even after that win, that didn't help them much. Yeah, number 14, Duke is now favored to win the tournament.
Really?
Plus 325. Villanova's plus 450. Kentucky plus 700. Gonzaga plus 700. And Michigan plus 850. 15, nine of the 16 coaches remaining have been to the Final Four, and five have won it all. Calipari, Krzyzewski, Boeheim, Self, and Jay Wright. Last one. Other than a number one seed losing a first round game, which is a big other than.
Right.
And some other upsets in the South. The tournament has been just as crazy as before. They talk about the first round didn't have any inordinate amount of Cinderellas. 2-1 seeds have fallen in the first weekend. The amount of double-digit seeds throughout the Sweet 16 is about normal. And while the South bracket is historic in one way, it's not in another. Other regions have had higher combined seeds and make it to the regionals. So that's a lot of stuff, man. It's been a crazy tournament compared to some years, I feel like.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned Marshall.
Uh-huh.
Mike D'Antoni's brother, Dan, is their head coach.
Yeah.
His fashion statement
I knew that's what you were going to ask about. I knew it.
Wear a t-shirt, literally like a Marshall concert t-shirt, with a blazer over it.
Wouldn't it be great if he just wore Marshall Tucker Band shirts?
Or they could do a play on that. You could make some money on that.
Yeah.
Or you got Bob Huggins on the other side with West Virginia, who wears the golf half-sleeve windbreakers and kind of more comfy clothes. Do you guys feel like there's still an etiquette to what you wear on the sidelines, or should the dudes just be comfortable and coach their ass off? I was asked this, and I'm like, you know what? The more casual, the better for me. I mean,
we know.
And I'm fine with that. I mean, because I did the corporate world thing for far too long. I did suits and ties every day. I did, you know, huge dry cleaning bills. But you're coaching basketball.
The NBA makes everyone wear a suit.
Not correct? A tie anymore. You have to wear a jacket.
Yeah. So, obviously, college basketball doesn't because he's, what'd you say, Huggins is dressed up like...
Huggins does like the half-zip, no-sleeved or quarter-sleeve golf pullover.
I mean, it's no Belichick hoodie, but it's the NBA version
right.
of it.
Right. And then Dan D'Antoni does the regular t-shirt with a blazer over it.
If you're just... I don't know. I've always kind of...
You're not Wall Street. You're coaching basketball.
The t-shirt with the blazer, I don't know how I feel about that because I think in the right circumstances, if you go V-neck, like a plain white V-neck or maybe just a solid colored V-neck with a blazer, you might be able to pull that off. Some dudes can, some dudes can't. But a weird like concert shirt.
V-neck, like all the NBA players still get away with the regular crew neck collared t-shirt.
But I'm saying
under
solid colors, not a concert t-shirt.
No. Right, exactly.
That to me is now you're making it weird. You're like the kid in high school that wore.
You're trying to be the like pro my school thing, but it's a little bit much.
You know, you're like the kid in high school that wore a fedora. It's like, all right, bro, we're in ninth grade. You don't have to rock a fedora and carry a briefcase.
Maybe too young for you, Nick, but you know the name. But Don Nelson, when he was coaching in Milwaukee when I was growing up, he tried to buck the trend with NBA coaches. He wore nothing but fish ties. So the ties literally looked like different fish.
Uh-huh.
And then he wore Converse shoes, and the league got mad because they thought he was going to get money that other coaches wouldn't for wearing dress shoes. So they made him, they said you couldn't show the logo. So he took big white athletic tape and put X's so it drew even more attention to the fact that he was wearing Converse. Tennis shoes and fish ties when he was coaching in the NBA. And that started a whole kind of thing where they should have the ability to have, you know, sponsorship deals for suits and everything else.
Well, I mean, like, why tell grown men how to dress? I think
you're not making
silly.
Money off of them. You're not going to make money without them getting a piece. There's
that's
just no way.
Point. The league always wants a piece, and they can't get any more out of the players. Players are already fighting back and talking with this with the salary cap and with the revenue sharing. So with that being said, look, that's why they're putting sponsors on jerseys now. They're trying, and they're looking at, for as much as they were anti-gambling for all these years, they're exploring every opportunity on gambling, too, because they know that there's money to be had there for them.
Yep. Did you guys have any of those kids that like carried a briefcase in high school or wore a fedora?
No. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
A briefcase?
Yeah.
No
I tried to rock a briefcase.
See, that's how bullying started right there. You brought a briefcase to school and wondering fedora. Why everybody was messing with you.
And a fedora.
Yeah. The fedora kids always grew up to, like, you know, be in theater and tap dance and stuff like that. But I tried to rock a briefcase for, like, 2 weeks. And I was like,
come on. With the little metal click.
Yeah. My dad got things. My dad's old briefcase and put my
like a code and nobody could
you're
open
damn
it.
Damn right.
So
yeah.
You were Barry Warner for a week?
No. I thought it would be cool. I thought it would make me a better student. And then I was like, this thing is stupid.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to call him Barry Warner when I was on the show yesterday just to like mess with him. Because I know if I said, I'm filling in for Barry Warner, everybody would tweet at him and let him know.
Oh. Yeah.
But I was nice to you.
You chose wisely.
Yeah, I chose
before
wisely.
Before Warner had a merch,
because I would have come
he had
in
a
here
briefcase,
and roasted
I believe.
You.
No.
Huh?
I believe before Warner had a merch that
does
he uses
carry a
now.
Merce?
He carries a merch now, but I would believe he used to have a briefcase.
My dad, I remember watching my dad go to work every day with a briefcase. Like he, every day. That was a bit, like, I don't see that anymore. Although, I feel.
Hard shell?
Yeah.
Like yeah, leather. See, my dad with had the leather briefcase, but it was more like a, it was soft-sided. It
no. Okay. This was like a suitcase almost. Like it had, you put in the code and you flipped over the metal things and opened it and he had all, I remember it, but I just remember thinking, how much of that stuff do you need? And nowadays you see dudes with laptops, so they don't necessarily need it. I don't know if I can get over the fact that grown men wear backpacks in a business environment. That
see,
kind
that,
of bothers.
I agree with that too, and we've had that conversation before to some degree, but we also have to take in consideration without social media, without everything electronically on your phone, they had to have like all their phone numbers, all their business cards, all their files, all in one centralized location, which made it harder. I mean, Barry Warner carved out a boulder and had a leather strap attached to it when he was carrying his books to school because that was the best way to go.
Really?
It's like the Flintstones, Nick. He took a boulder and carved it out because he's that old.
Like the Flintstones.
Got it. I'm done.
Hey, you know, Joel mentioned earlier about Cowboys and Indians. Let's talk a little bit about Cowboys and Indians. First of all, if you don't know where they're located, it's 1901 Taft in Midtown. And here's why you need to get out. The food is unbelievable. It's called Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen because it's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And I know some of you out there are probably like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Indian food. Hey, I'll be honest with you. Neither was I until I ate at Cowboys and Indians. I went out there and had the butter chicken. Oh my goodness. This is legit good Indian food. You need to get out there and try it. All of the recipes have been passed down through generations of Haas's family and then perfected there in the kitchen by Haas and his crew. It's really good. I had lamb vindaloo. I had the butter chicken curry. All of it unbelievably tasty. I think you're really going to like it if you're not a fan of Indian food. But if you get there and you sample some and you want to try something else, they've got chicken fried steak, wings, sliders, salads, grilled chicken. Whatever you want, it's there at 1901 Taft in Midtown, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Here's the other thing. Do yourself a favor, and this is my tip to you. While you're there, before you leave, get the red velvet cake. Oh, it's amazing. You're going to love it. If you're too full from all the food, take it home with you. Trust me on that. Get the red velvet cake. And if you're like Joel and you want those non-quesadillas, I got a deal for you. Mention ESPN 97.5 and get 20% off the non-quesadillas. No, that's not N-O-N-E. It's quesadillas made with non-bread. You're going to love them. Nick loves them. Joel loves them. I get them as my appetizer before I sit down and have my main course at Cowboys and Indians. Oh, don't forget, too, you can have it delivered to your door. They're on Uber Eats. They're on DoorDash. They're on Grubhub. So if you don't want to get out of the house, but you're in the area, you can get Cowboys and Indians delivered directly to your door. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Guys, there is nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I told you before, I'll tell you again. Texas Can Academy's great program here in Houston. If you can, I stress, only if you can and are able to donate, they would appreciate it. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area trying to get a second chance at an education, a high school degree. What it really does is it takes people that have vehicles that aren't even working anymore, motorcycles, boats, RVs, trucks, trailers, cars. And even if they're not working, all you do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226. Or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They come to get it. They tow it away. No charge to you. You get a tax deduction. You also get the peace of mind knowing you're helping a kid in the Houston area. And that's when the process really begins because they turn your donation into resources for kids that are trying to hit the books. And if the kids don't have these resources, it becomes very difficult. Eyeglasses, book fair, bus money. You know, the things that they warm meals. I mean, if they don't have them, it really makes things tough. But if they have them, they can focus on the books. They can get that degree. They can do what they need to do. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 when you call or get on the internet. You get a $50 gift card on top of everything else. But more so than anything else, you get that warm feeling inside knowing you're helping kids in H-Town. So again, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Crom2s on Twitter can go to hell.
He's been very interactive lately.
He said, oh, no, Barry. What the hell, a briefcase? I think that's worse than riding a scooter. Nope.
I said, think. You're damn right it is.
Nope. Nope.
Damn right it
is. I would rather carry a briefcase in high school than ride a scooter.
He did follow up and say, that's okay. I used to rock the out of the Dare shirts in middle school. Did you have those?
No.
Dare to keep kids off of drugs?
I had it, but I wouldn't wear it because you'd get teased.
I wouldn't wear it either.
Now I would totally rock it.
Yeah, I would not wear it, but we had them.
Oh, I mean, we had them. I'm not wearing those. We were too busy smoking tea leaves.
McGruff the crime dog was on it or something. I don't know.
Some of them had that. Some of them were just simple and they just had the word dare.
By the way, somebody tweeted and said they got your Barry joke and it was awesome. Great show, guys.
Oh, the Barry Warner joke with the boulder.
Yeah. Someone besides Philip Rivers needs to bring back the bolo tie. Did you guys ever wear a bolo tie?
Never.
I totally did.
Now, Barry!
Really? Totally rocked a bolo tie.
Now, Barry, that brings up an interesting tidbit of information that came up yesterday.
Okay.
All right. And it involves someone that talks like that, too.
Okay.
So there was a little St. Paddy's Day celebration this weekend in the village. Nicholas attended. Many people from the station attended. Trey attended. Trey attended as well. Trey was a star, according to Nick. A lot of people recognizing him.
I don't believe that for a second.
I do.
Okay.
But here's where it really gets interesting. Nick got Trey to participate in a line dance.
The Cupid Shuffle.
The Cupid Shuffle. But I said to Nick, this is really getting kind of, as part of like the two-step and everything else, you're kind of getting to be a performer, a dancer. This whole country thing's taking shape. He loves it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, he's thinking about boots. He asked Tyler about boots.
Yeah, I did.
Now, what do you have input? Do you have boots?
I used to. I don't anymore. Back when I was married to my first wife, she was kind of country.
Mm-hmm.
She was into, she would want to go dancing. She would want to go two-step.
Okay.
And do all that stuff. So I had a pair of boots. I think I had a snap-up, button-up shirt. Western
plaid
style.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have a picture of that? Please tell
even
me
if
have
we
a picture
did,
of that.
You know he's not showing it to us.
No, I totally would if I had one. I don't think I do.
Now, here's
Were boots
$200-$300 back then like they are now?
Yeah.
I investigated the ostrich and these Lucchese's.
No, don't get Lucchese. Don't get Lucchese.
$4,000
no. For boots.
You won't get enough ass to justify Lucchese
right,
boots.
But that's some like the high end. Remember, because I asked Tyler, like the ostrich that everybody talks about, and what are the high ends? So on Lisa's news this morning on her show, they did this thing because here's the other thing. Besides what the Lucchese's cost, and I believe that's the cool kids' boots, they had this other thing that came out during rodeo where this company is taking cowboy boots. But making the bottom part of the boot. So you still have from the shin down to the ankle is the boot. And then it becomes a sandal. They either make your boot or they make special pairs that look like boots, but the bottom part is a sandal. And they even had a picture of a dude that wore jorts and these things to the rodeo here in Houston this year.
Well, see, that's way too much. I'm not going to go that far yet.
Who the hell wants to wear a boot sandal?
That's crazy.
Maybe guys that are into comfort.
Or being like a complete
I'd be too worried about people stepping on my boots for $4,000, though.
Yeah.
I wish a mother would step on my damn boots because I would
have to fight somebody.
I got to show you guys a picture. These boot sandals are the god-awfulest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you need to go to like, don't get Lucchese's. Just go to Boot Barn and get some like double H boot. I'm looking at some right now you can get for $82.
Yeah,
they're sexy.
That sounds like they would hurt.
Now, the other
Pinky Toe would just be mad as hell. You're like, why did you spend $82 on boots, man? I'm cramped in here.
Yeah.
Nick's Pinky Toe, it would start his own Twitter and just be roasting you. Oh, that'd be great.
The other thing is they had cowboy boot tops with tennis shoe bottoms.
Ooh.
They were like, for the people that got to go to the rodeo but got to get in a 5-on-5 game before they go to bed.
Yeah, but you don't want those because you can't two-step in. You need that slick bottom. You can't two-step in tennis shoe boots. Or what would you call them, toots?
That's atrocious, by the way.
What? Oh, no. Yeah, that's stupid.
Just ridiculous, the sandal with the boot. I got to tweet.
So what would you call, I guess you'd call them toots, right? Tennis shoe boots?
I guess.
You really took a lot of pride in that one.
No?
And you give me a hard time? Toots?
Shoots, shoe boots. I don't know what you call them. You don't want those. You just need to get. You need to spend about $150.
Yeah, that's what I think. Max. It was Brandon who told me that on Twitter. He said you can get some from, I don't know, Cavenders or whatever he mentioned.
They're going to hurt at first. They'll break in. They'll be the most comfortable shoes you have.
I don't
want
to go through that.
But they'll be the most comfortable shoes you have once you break them in. Cowboy boots?
Everybody says that.
So comfortable once you break them in. Even with a little heel.
Why do I feel like you're completely lying to me right
now? No, Nick, honestly, I've heard that from so many people. But again,
I thought you were just like messing with him. But I don't want the ones with the point at the end. I would rather have the little squared off.
No. That's so passe. You need to get the ones that curl up.
No, you don't.
See, now I know curl. You're messing with me.
Yeah. Those.
Don't do that.
Yeah. No, don't get those. But no, get the pointy ones.
What?
Get the more traditional.
You're
the squared,
with the squared.
Those are just
that feels like the modern way to go these days.
I got
days.
Me a gator and a couple of guns, and I'm going out back. I'm going to shoot me some quail and some turkey and some wild feral hogs. Like, that's who wears squared off boots. You don't want those. You're a ladies' man.
As opposed to someone who gets their image on a playing card as the Joker for wearing boots with turned up toes.
What?
Who the hell, unless you're a Santa's elf or a Joker, who
careful
the hell's wearing
now.
Boots
you're
with the turned-up toes?
You're going to offend a whole segment
turned
of the population.
Turned-up toes is a thing?
Yeah. You're going to offend a whole segment.
Come on,
segment.
Seriously?
Yes.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Turned-up toes, not squared toe, round toe. You're talking about, or pointy toe. You're talking about
you're
turned
You're pissing
up.
Off a lot of Latino men right now.
Well, you've done more than that.
They've got
I tweeted these boot sandals, by the way. They're
okay.
Awful.
Are they?
At Pac-Man Joel with a K. They are just... Every single version of them, I don't get why you want the true cowboy boot upper and then make it into a sandal at the near the toes. Do your feet need to breathe that bad? Do you sweat that badly at the rodeo?
I don't think anybody would actually wear those. But speaking of, I had to bring this up. So apparently, minor league baseball teams around the country are celebrating the Hispanic communities in their city. And so they're changing the names of or their logos to different things to honor or to pay homage to the Hispanic community.
Okay.
So San Antonio's, the Mission minor league baseball team, mm-hmm. is going to become the Flying Chancalas de San Antonio. For 9 games during the 2018
like the
season. And if you don't know what a chancla is, it's a flip-flop.
Flip-flop, yeah.
And the old story goes that a lot of Latina or Hispanic moms, when they get upset with you, will throw a chancla at you. Mm-hmm. They'll throw their flip-flop at you. So for 9 days, this ball club is going to be the Flying Chancalas de San Antonio, and they have a hat, and it's got a flying chancla on it, and I want this hat so bad.
You see it?
It is the freshest looking.
It's pretty good looking
flying chancla that you can get. But check it out. But a lot of them are doing it like
El Jefe had his own team.
Yeah,
right?
It's the Brooklyn Jefes.
Yep.
Yeah, the
so
Brooklyn
El
Jefe's
got another hat for his collection.
The Durham Bulls.
Now, didn't the Astros farm team? Is it in San Jose that they were the Tacos?
I believe they did do.
Yeah,
something.
They do it because Jeff Blum had to have one of those hats, and they were cool. It was like kind of like that hat. It was a white front. With like a green bill and yellow and maybe orange, like the Expos on the backside of it, but there was the logo was a taco.
Yep, I remember exactly what you're talking about. I'm going to tweet this picture out. I want this. I need El Jefe to hook us up. He's got the Lids Connect, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need him to hook us up.
But I'm thinking on something like that, you got to go through the team because I don't think Lids is going to get those.
Damn it! Look, people. Mark Villalobos just clued you in on the boots. They're called Chuntaro boots.
The pointy boots?
Yeah, Chuntaro. Look at Mark Villalobos. I'm retweeting that. Look at his tweet about the boots. I'm telling you, you could stab a walrus with these things and kill it.
They're massive.
Yeah.
They're massive.
You could.
Is that what you want, Nick?
Yeah.
No, I do
That's
not
what
want
I'm telling Nick to get.
No.
Do you know how much ass?
All.
Do you know how much ass? You could have ass just stacked on the points of those boots.
So you're supposed to get my back in situations like these, not make me look like a fool. I'm new to the boot. Deal.
Well, one, I told you what to do first, and then I've got to bust your chops a little bit, but I told you don't get the square toes. You end up looking like a redneck.
Fresno
you don't
Grizzlies,
want to look like a redneck.
The Fresno Grizzlies, mm-hmm. an Astros minor league affiliate, also has times during the year when they turn into the Fresno Tacos. Twice a year, they become the Fresno Tacos. And I'm telling you, man, for as much as you like that hat right there is pretty badass, too.
Yeah, the tacos hat was pretty good, but I want this flying chocolate. There's no way that I got to have this. I need my producer to reach out to the Flying Chocolates de San Antonio and get me a hat. I need you to pull some strings.
I'll try.
It's in San Antonio. El Jefe should be able to pull this off for you.
Totally should. I mean, I don't wear a lot of hats. I'm not a huge hat guy, but I want this hat. I'm going to tweet a picture out. At Barry's Funny. It's pretty damn good. And what is this? The tacos. Yeah, the jerseys are legit.
But the marketing campaign, the jerseys are great. And then the marketing campaign. This time, we are what we eat.
Wow. That's kind of suggestive.
The tacos. All right. Half hour to go in the big show. And guess what, Barry? I don't know who opened up the can of worms. But it's not OU Mike today. It's OU Miguel.
Oh, my God.
He'll be next. Don't go anywhere. Usual suspects. You just pay that at 7:05. No time for the biggies or the who's scout. Get smart.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Final half hour of the big show. We've set off all kinds of hot buttons for people, from boots to, good Lord, turned up boots, minor league baseball
bolo ties.
Hats, bolo ties.
I'm going to try to bring them back.
Okay, good luck with that. Maybe you can get...
maybe I'll start rocking a bolo tie on stage, and that'll be how people will remember
me. Get Phillip on a mobile.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally could.
Phillip Rivers on a mobile.
Yeah.
He'll call in if you do start wearing bolo ties, because he's a fan.
Bolo ties, you're amazing.
So you got a guy up here on the board, Barry. Seems like one of the hot buttons you hit. OU Miguel wants to get in on here. Rustle up there, Miguel. What you got?
Hola, Jose El. Hola, Barry. Hola, Mela.
Ooh.
Discussion, por favor, new Marvel comic movie starring Johnny Weir. El Los Joto Pantera.
No, okay, you can't say that. Next time, OU Mike.
Was that a curse word?
Yes.
Okay. Because you can't curse in Spanish, and I didn't pick that up.
He knew Johnny Weir part where he was going with it, but...
I'm pretty sure he... I don't think you can say that word.
If it's a curse word in Spanish, I've already been instructed to dump it, so...
Yeah, you can't... You no.
So sorry, OU Miguel.
You just can't trust OU Miguel.
He's been doing pretty good in terms of...
I was going to say, just when you think it's safe, you go back to taking his calls, and he goes with that.
It's a... what he said is basically a slur against the LGBTQ community.
Okay, I get it now. Yeah. I think I've heard the term now. Now you reminded me.
You can't say that.
Can't do that.
No, it's a slang. You can't do that, OU Mike. Nice try, though.
You can do it on the text line.
Yeah. I can try to filter it for you, but no.
Christina on Twitter says about the pointy boots, I'd like to shame any woman who finds those effing things sexy.
Exactly. I mean, no.
Okay.
No, Nick, you'll be fine if you just get some of those. I'm telling you. No one will fight you because you just stab them.
You just kick them, Nick.
It's kind of like the Iron
Sheik
boots.
You slit them right open.
If you just get a shorter version, it's like the Iron Sheik boots. I'm just saying, that'd be badass.
Yeah, y'all trying to get my ass kicked is what y'all trying to do.
Dude, think about it. And then during Halloween, you could have them be like the Keebler Elf. You could be the Keebler Elf and just keep them on.
Y'all trying to make another food truck incident. I'm not trying to go down that road.
Now, there's a throwback to see how many people have been listening a long time.
Yeah. Manuel sent a link to get the hats. I think I had to hold off on the
hats.
How
much are they? 34?
They're like $35. I don't know if that's good or bad for a hat.
For a new era fitted hat, that's about average.
That's about average?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm looking at it and I remembered I got to hold off. There's some shoes that I want to buy. There's some shirts that I want to buy.
Does the El Jefe look
I got to buy my wife a new ring, so I want the hat, but...
Does the El Jefe logo look like Manny?
Maybe you guys will get it for me for my birthday.
Fat chance. Speaking of fat chance, does the El Jefe hat look like Manny?
Why did you say that?
Because.
What are you talking about, El Jefe hat?
You said that there's a minor league team that were the Jefes.
No, if no one knows what Manny looks like, or El Jefe looks
El
like, they're not going to get
like
an inside Manny joke.
I've said this
joke.
Before on the air.
Okay.
El Jefe looks just
like
Manny.
But if
like
they don't
Manny.
See him, they're not going to understand it.
What's the name of that show?
Modern Family
with Sophia Vergara. Yeah. You want to get Ben? Ben wants to give Nick advice.
Let's take Ben's call.
Ben, what's up?
Guys, what are you doing to Nick with those corny-ass boots you're talking about? Come on.
Well, he's going to get a pair for the summer with that are actually the boot sandals, and he's going to get a pair for when he fights with the pointy toes.
Now, Ben, Nick was telling us off air that you were saying he should spend $1,000 on gator boots.
Belly, American alligator belly.
You know Nick's not a pimp, right? Why does he need gator boots?
Because they're the nicest boots that you should ever own. I mean, they're amazing.
I said, so what about the ostrich boots? He's like, forget about them. Don't even
forget about ostrich.
Ben, are you gonna give him 800 of the 1,000 needed?
Ben, are you starting the GoFundMe and your donation will kick it off?
Who's got $1,000 to spend on boots, Ben?
I'm just saying while he's single, because once he's married, he's probably not getting another pair. I know I'm not getting another pair now that I'm married.
Oh, so you were rich at one point
so
and buying $1,000.
You went for $1,000 for some cowboy boots?
You
can get some custom-made boots, yeah.
If you had $1,000 to spend on some gator boots, you had a lot of hoes in the stable. You were definitely pimping.
You going 4 pairs of vintage Jordans or a pair of boots?
I'm getting 4 pairs of Jordans.
I am too.
Well, Ben, it sounds like you gave him bad advice, but it sounds like you got some comfortable boots. So
we do appreciate you listening.
Yeah, guys. All right.
Later, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, don't spend $1,000 on boots. That's not necessary.
Now, Nick, if you got a GoFundMe account going and they came up with the money, don't tell me you wouldn't love those things, though.
Oh, I would take them for free, absolutely. And then I tell everybody they're alligator belly boots or whatever he was calling them. I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me one bit.
You got to have a lot of hoes in the stable to be able to afford $1,000 gator
boots. I'm with you.
There's no way. Don't get square toe, you'll look like a redneck. That was a quote. What are you trying to say, Barry? That's what I wear, NASCAR Johnny. Yeah.
There you go.
The defense rests. A guy named NASCAR Johnny has square toed boots. I rest my case, Your Honor.
You think Trey's mad that he didn't think of the NASCAR moniker first?
NASCAR Trey?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you'd probably still rock it, right?
It's kind of copying, though.
Is it? By the way, this is Winston Cup Trey.
Nick needs to fill you in. At this St. Patrick's Day party, he was the most famous guy there. They were asking for pictures. They were recognizing him.
They were saying that.
I don't remember the pictures. The pictures part, no, but they were recognizing
Joel's him. Just adding extra.
I was the one.
Me and Matt asked for a picture.
Girls were wanting him to sign their boobs.
That's possible. His boobs are there.
But he can't get rid of... He can't call himself NASCAR Trey anymore.
I signed my own boobs, huh?
Because Sean is calling them jugs now, so you can't call them...
Yeah. Salisbury calls
Sean
them
Salisbury
jugs.
Calls
he
them
walks
jugs.
Down the hall. I love that. He walks down the hall and he goes, Nick, saw your picture with jugs on Twitter.
Calls him jugs?
Jugs.
That's pretty good.
It's fantastic. Yeah, so everybody was tweeting the pictures, but Trey was pretty popular in the West U community during St. Patrick's Day. And you know what he wore?
No.
A Kevin Durant Sonics jersey and his Sonics hat that's been run over by 6 trucks.
That doesn't surprise.
You know what Joe George wore?
No idea. I'm guessing whatever it was with sandals.
No, that's Craig Koshkin. Joe George wore a Jabari Parker old school Milwaukee Bucks green with red trim jersey.
Okay.
That was at least a size and a half smaller than it should have been.
All right. Well, you're just throwing people under the bus left and right.
He was posting pictures. He's all relaxed on a lawn chair with his Jabari Parker jersey. You could just have a green t-shirt.
It's not how he rolls,
instead,
I guess.
It looked like a one-on-one about to happen between Trey and Joe George and their NBA jersey.
Uncle Drew's dad?
Yeah. By the way, do you know that's a movie?
Uncle Drew?
This summer, Uncle Drew is a full-fledged movie, like a Space Jam type movie, only it's starring Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving.
That's crazy.
And lots of NBA stars. Look for that as a box office smash.
No.
Anyway, we got one segment to go in the show. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Been telling you about them for a long time. Mattress Mac knows how to take care of people in Houston. He's been here a long time. So have you. He just turned 67 years old. He had all kinds of birthday celebration sales going on where you could save up to 67% on select items in any one of the 3 locations as part of his birthday extravaganza. He still has plenty of deals going on. The Astros deal right now is just like it was last year. Spend $3,000 or more on Tempur-Pedic bedroom furniture and bedroom furniture in general. And if the Astros win it all, you get it all at the end of the year. That's another deal he's got going on right now. The main thing you need to know is whether you need a deal like that or you just know what you want and you want a place to get it that you're not going to get the runaround on, go to Gallery Furniture because you're going to get no back back order slips. You're going to get solid wood American-made furniture. Stickley is one of the number one brands that they sell. Whether it's the leather or the upholstered furniture, it's all solid wood built to last. You buy it, and it's going to last a long, long time, maybe even a lifetime. And, of course, when they deliver, there's no back orders. So you buy it that day, it'll be ready that night. That means that you're not going to have to wait weeks upon months to get your furniture like you have at other stores here in the area. Three locations to conveniently serve you: Grant Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, in the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Their people are going to go above and beyond in customer service. Finance department's going to ask you the best way that you can pay and how you want to pay it off, and they'll set up a plan. The delivery people will ask you if you want furniture taken away and moved in the process of bringing the new stuff in. It's just the way they do business. They're in Houston. You're in Houston. They want you to come back again and again. Check them out, because Gallery really will save you money.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment, Usual Suspects. Good show, boys. Rolling along as always. Thanks to us all being present and accounted for. That always helps. Ron, I don't think we can say that. But Ron Culver did show us a very
SOB. You
creative,
can say that. Yeah.
You can say that?
Yeah, you can say lazy SOB.
So, Garden of Gears is the name of the team. But the hat represents lazy SOBs. And because the S is on its side, it's lazy.
I thought that was different, unique.
It's kind of a creative hat.
Yeah. They've got to be a little weird, right, for minor league teams, minor league baseball
teams? But you know, minor league teams is all about merchandising, right?
Right.
So some of the best names in sports history and logos, all done. There was a huge wave of these crazy hats over the last, 15 years, because minor league baseball just decided, look, people that otherwise don't give a rat's ass about our team are going to buy our merchandise if we got a catchy name and a cool logo. And some of them are really good.
They are. I like that lazy SOB. It's a good-looking hat, too. Yellow and black. I dig it. Well, somebody wants to know, what's my hat size? I don't know. What is my hat size?
Last time I asked for El Jefe, you guessed it at 7.5, and I think that's okay. Too big.
No, I think that's right.
I'm between 7 and 7.5.
I thought you were 7.25.
Or 7.25. My bad.
Yeah.
Either 7 or 7.25.
I have a 7.5. I have a Yankees flat-brimmed hat. Mm-hmm. Or flat bill, whatever the hell it is. And that's a 7.5.
Flat visor, yeah.
Yeah, flat visor. Because that's the last fitted hat I bought, and it's a 7.5. So that's got to be what I am. Is that a fat head? Is that
Barry
large?
Bonds is like over 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that.
I think that's after steroids, though.
So AJ's, what, a 9.75?
That's up to you.
That's a large,
I don't need to drive home in here.
He's got a large cranium. If Nick wears those pointy boots, he can kiss the BBW Latinas goodbye. Because all the thin, big booty Latinas will come across.
That's not what El Jefe tweeted.
No? It's the opposite?
Yeah.
Sounds like you can get the thin ones now if you like that. If you're into that. If you get the boots, of course. If you get the boots. Otherwise, no. Where'd it go? Wait a minute. Did you see El Jefe's tweet with Nick?
Yes, I did. It was very, very funny.
Angel Munoz says Joel's over here turning into Joan Rivers, hating on everyone's outfits. Like the red carpet.
I know, and Melissa and all the other judging. But how did I do that? What am I judging?
Yeah, I don't know. You're just picking
on. Because I'm not wearing boot sandals?
Just picking on everybody's clothes, I suppose.
You were picking on mine.
Yeah. JJ wants to know, I'm usually someone who bashed Rick Smith, but this new guy's putting in work and doing
Brian
it.
Game.
Without breaking the bank. I would agree.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Now, the draft is another area where we were critical of Rick Smith. Let's see if he can pull something off in the draft, especially when you don't have a first and a second round. But he's got 3 third-rounders. If you do something good with those 3 third-rounders.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
Maybe move up to the second round. That wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. You think he could package a few of those and move up?
Yeah. It's not a bad idea either. right? You could pack. Oh. If we talked about in the past packaging players, but if you can package whatever, you know, a small, maybe a couple of thirds and something for future years, and you get yourself into that first or second round, if there's a player you got your eye on, yep. More power to
him. Get up there. Hey, I saw this article. I'm interested to see if you guys would try this. Now, do you like pickles, Joel?
Yep.
Are you a pickle eater?
Yep.
Some. Okay.
Yep.
Nick, you? Are you a pickle
nope.
guy?
No. Not at all?
Nope.
Not like, you got your dill, you got your sweet, you got your zesty.
Negative.
Relish on a hot dog?
Mm-mm.
No, me either.
You won't eat pickles on a hamburger?
Nope.
Really? Well, then you're definitely not going to want this pickle juice slush from Sonic.
Why?
It's a thing. I don't know. They say it's actually pretty good. The quote from the article says it's surprisingly delicious and makes a good accompaniment to a burger or tots.
Keyword surprisingly.
Yeah, because you would think, like you, that a pickle slush would be gross, but a pickle juice slush is on the way. I might try it.
I have heard over and over again that one of the sneaky cures for a hangover is definitely pickle juice.
I also heard it's how you pass a drug test. I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently if you drink a lot of pickle juice, it flushes your system and can mask in a way.
Are you looking at me like I don't know?
I'm talking. I'm just talking.
I thought you used the Wizinator.
No one knew I looked at you. This is radio. You didn't have to call yourself out like that.
I was just letting you know.
You guys remember that? The Wizinator?
Yes.
The running back from Oregon did the drug test for the Vikings and got caught using the Wizinator.
Yeah. Isn't there pickle juice in a shot or something like that or a drink?
There might be.
There's like a, I don't know if there's a shot with pickle juice.
I think you might be right. I'll tell you this, though. All world are the spicy chips, bread and butter pickle chips. You can get them in the store, and they're zesty and spicy.
Uh-huh.
They got a little kick to them. They're good.
You're a fried pickle guy?
Nope. That's the stupidest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Stupidest thing ever?
You go to like Katz's and all these other places, and instead of like rolls on the table or whatever, you can get fried pickles. It's dumb.
Like, I know the first time the first time I ever saw them was Hooters.
Yeah. Jack, they're there too.
And
you can dip those in ranch.
Yeah, they're pretty notorious over there. I've seen them, but I would never order them.
So why? You've never had a pickle? Or
I have.
It's
don't
one
like
thing
them.
If
just
they give
them
to you at Katz's. You can ask for them and they give them to you. It's another thing if you have to pay money for fried pickles. You got to be pretty drunk and desperate to get fried pickles.
Not really, because people order them like crazy.
Drunk and desperate?
Yeah, I don't.
People order them sober at Hooters.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. One more thing before we go. There was an article where I guess TMZ talked to Joey Fatone and were asking him about, because apparently there was a video going around the internet where Justin Timberlake was draining half court shots
in Washington, D.C. Yeah. on their practice.
TMZ caught up with Joey Fatone and said, who would win between the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC in a basketball game? And Joey Fatone was like, oh, yeah, we would crush NSYNC.
Justin can play. I just want to let you know.
Okay. So you taking Backstreet Boys or are you taking NSYNC?
I can't even tell you what the rosters look like. So, which is Nick Lachey on one of those teams?
Nope.
He's on 98
degrees.
No,
he's on 98
right?
degrees.
Nick, who you got? You know
him. I'm going to pick NSYNC just based on Justin Timberlake. I know he's in shape. You know Justin Timberlake is in shape.
Plays hoop.
Could you imagine having to run through a Joey Fatone pick, though?
It's like running.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
The goatee will get you.
And then what's the other guy on NSYNC?
I know this, that you know Justin Timberlake is a part owner of the minority owner of the Memphis Grizzlies.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that either. What's the kid's name on NSYNC? I'm trying to remember.
Lance Bell?
Lance Bass.
Close enough.
Yeah, that one.
The astronaut?
Lance Bass.
Why did you pick
astronaut?
That guy out?
I'm just saying, I don't know if he's going to be ready to hoop.
The astronaut?
What?
He wanted to go in space.
He did?
Yeah, he had this big deal where he wanted to...
I didn't know that was why you were calling him an astronaut.
No, I knew where you were going.
I didn't know what you meant.
All right, then. Like, we don't want to be late so that the Blitz, the number one show in Houston, gets off to a bad start.
AJ and his big head. And his big head.
AJ and Fred and Jong are next. They'll take you home till 7. We will be back in studio tomorrow where it's a way back Wednesday and we haven't picked the topic yet. Way to go, boys. So that's something
totally
that we'll discuss.
That.
And then we're on...
Songs involving pickles.
All right.
We're on location. Thursday, Cowboys and Indians in Midtown.
Yeah.
Friday back at Prime Social on Westheimer. Stop out and see us, won't you? Blitz is next. Have a great night. ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, boy.
listening to ESPN 97.5.